weekend.
The Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another discussion of food and connected tissue to food. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Bless this guy. He said he was looking forward to spending some time with us this weekend, and I just got a call about an hour ago. He got a call from one of his people in New York. This is a weekend. Hello, this is Labor Day weekend, and he's been called to do some work, I think, on either the Today Show or Good Morning America. So whatever he'll be discussing, it'll be hot. In the meantime, he's on a plane. Hard to do this program when you're on a plane. I'm betting that, though, sooner or later, we'll have some technology that will allow us to do a program like this, a long-form program. There are people who now do reports from airplanes, but you got to have there's a different type of equipment that would allow you to do a long-form, like an hour or two or three or four from an airplane. But it's coming. Meanwhile, we have lots of issues to discuss this week on the program. Some news about food. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us again at the bottom of the hour. People love this. Recipe discussions about food and its availability. Louis has a place, as does Phil, on the Doug Steffen website. If you go to two different places to find him, the contributors box has both Phil Lempert and Chef Louis DeAngelis, so you can find out about them and what their expertise is. And Louis has a box right-hand side of the homepage where you can find all of his recipes. They are cumulatively listed there, and they're very unique. He has a very, very interesting... I mean, the recipe books are a dime a dozen. These cooking shows are a dime a dozen. But I think that Louis has a very sort of down-to-earth spin on how food can be related to you. And after all, that's what we're going to eat, is what's relatable, what we like, right? So that discussion about this week's recipe and other food news coming up, cooking news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, because we'll play an excerpt from one of my Good Day conversations during the week from Louis, and a lot of you aren't able to listen for whatever the reason, so help yourself to this. Meanwhile, we're going to be joined in a few minutes by Michael Clare, who's a college professor. We're going to talk about how the situation with the drought and food availability is going to affect you, your pocketbook, the cost of food. He is a reporter. Often the Nation takes his information. You get a lot of magazine credits. So we'll meet Michael Clare, Professor Clare, in a few minutes here on Good Day. Right now, though, the recall of the week, salmonella traced to Mexican mangoes. There's an ongoing, and you've heard me talk about coliform and the different types of coliform bacteria. E. coli is one of them. Salmonella is another. Listeria is a third. They all are different. They all show up in different ways. Sometimes Listeria is the most prominent because it's in food. Most everything that's raw and fresh, sometimes we find it in raw milk, and not to any great extent. E. coli is the same thing. Salmonella is really tough stuff. And there are 105 people who have been sickened, apparently, by some of this mango crop, 16 states affected across the country, 25 hospitalizations, no deaths. So should we report on this or not is part of the question. 800-510-8255. Do you think it's important or necessary for you to know about recalls like this? Every week on the program, we usually spend a few minutes, two, three, 4 minutes, talking about various things that are being recalled. All of them come from large, big corporate-type farms. Most of them have to do, well, this year at least, we've had a problem with melons. It's the cleanliness of the cleaning. When it comes to these mangoes, not quite sure yet. It's Splendid Products. They're the ones who have recalled these mangoes. They're sold under the Daniela brand name. The recall applies to mangoes with stickers bearing, I'll give you the numbers. Well, maybe I should put the numbers. We ought to probably post this on our website. PLU numbers 3114-4051, 4311, 4584, or 4959. The best way... If you're a fan of mangoes, like I am, great yellow, tasty, just a wonderful fruit, you may want to download the information. You can do a search quickly at DougSteffen.com or other places for a salmonella outbreak this week, and they give you the information. If you bought mangoes, though, at Costco, at Food for Less, at Ralph's, at, let's see here, Kroger, Giant Eagle, Stop and Shop, Aldi, Supermarket, Whole Foods stores, you probably got mangoes. And they were sold up until 2 days ago, this past week. And they'd been on this particular group from mid-July to late August. California, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin all have cases of this salmonella strain. It's called Salmonella Bainderop, I believe, causes. Every month you can find these things. I only pass this along. I think the news media gets ridiculous, as you know, at reporting all of this stuff, because basically it hurts the business. The CDC is investigating, and the FDA is investigating, and the USDA is investigating. I'm trying to find the farm itself's name where these things came from. But the reason that this is of interest, probably as much as anything else, is you see how much one supplier, these suppliers are so big, they supply the needs to all of these supermarket chains that I just enumerated around the country. And one of the things you get a chuckle out of is you pay more at Whole Foods for stuff that you think is better, but it's the same stuff that's being shipped elsewhere. And these large outfits, these big agribusinesses that own these outfits, they continue to basically flaunt the law and not do, never mind what they're told to do, what is common sense in this circumstance. I don't know for sure, so I don't really want to speculate, but I'm going to guess that the same problems because of the not washing and making clean the skins, the stuff gets through the skin and gets into the pulp of the fruit, and that's why you get a problem. And they may have been not refrigerated properly. That's oftentimes what causes salmonella, all of that kind of stuff. So a word to the wise here. Stay away from mangoes for a while. 14 past the hour, we'll meet Professor Michael Clare in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
800-510-8255. Questions for Dr. Clare? You're welcome to join us. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I was going to say Facebook. Maybe we need to create another social media site. Dr. Michael Clare is the Five College Professor of Peace and World Security Studies at Amherst College in Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, all the colleges. Actually, there are 9 colleges in Amherst in that area, and it looks like you're connected to most of them. Dr. Clare, good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug.
So you have written widely on a number of things, including global resources. And as such, you are studying what's going on around the world when it comes to a dependency on few countries for most of the food. And so this year with the drought, you have some strong feelings about not only the drought, but also what's going on in the various countries around the world. Where the drought isn't being handled well, or politically, there are things that are going on that sort of confuse those who are trying to plan for food needs and food costs. Is that a fairly accurate statement?
Well, let me put it this way. The United States supplies about one-third of the grains and cereals that are available on the world market, on international markets every year.
Right.
So we play a big role in supplying the needs of other countries that can't grow enough food. So right now, with our drought, it looks like there'll be much, much less food available from the U.S. for other countries. That means that come fall and winter, the prices of food around the world are going to go much higher. And this, I fear, is going to trigger political convulsions and riots around the world. There's also drought in other parts of the world going on now, too, in Russia, for example. So we're facing much higher food prices around the world, and this, I think, will trigger unrest in many countries.
All right, so what does that mean to us? Will it trigger unrest here? I mean, never mind the rest of the world.
Yeah, the rest of the world. Well, I think, who knows? We have an election coming up. Nobody can escape noticing that fact. And I don't know how it will affect people that the price of food in the supermarket is going to start rising. That could make people very angry. I don't think it's going to have the same devastating effect that it will in Africa or the Middle East, where the prices of food are likely to go much higher than they will here. But sure, it's going to make people angry.
One would wonder, given purely the economics of all of this, how in our country, if we complain and are worried about rising food costs, how it's handled in some of the so-called developing countries where they don't have much money at all. There isn't much. So I give you an example. Having visited many countries in Africa, I'll never forget going to Mother Teresa's hospital and sort of a community center in Nairobi, Kenya, a number of years ago, and seeing hundreds and hundreds of people lined up for a meal, and what the meal consisted of was corn porridge, a big, like, about 800 pounds was cooked at a time in this great big kettle over a flame, and the dough would just be kneaded and beaten, and then when it got warm, they'd put it on a plate and serve it, and they'd keep this going 24 hours a day, and you think, how many people, and I looked at these people who were emaciated, they would go, they'd stand in line, Dr. Claire, they'd get their food, and they'd go back to the end of the line again and stay there for 24 to 48 hours until they got, that's, they spent their whole life standing in line trying to get a bite to eat.
Unfortunately, there's a large number of people, somewhere close to a billion people in the world, who are starving or undernourished. And if you ponder this, you could get pretty upset about why that's so, why that persists. And it's not because we're incapable of growing enough food for people. It's because the price of food is beyond what most people could afford.
Well, the collusion of companies like Monsanto and Dow to try to control the food supply by controlling the seed.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I was coming to next, is that it's not that we can't grow the food. We can, but that companies control the seeds and
fertilizer. And these companies, they're all lauded as being great examples. Forbes magazine not long ago said that the guy running Monsanto was the boss of the year. Maybe he's good for the company, but isn't good for the rest of the world, sort of. Michael Clare is here. We'll talk continually about this food cost, the implications of the drought and political things going on around the world as we continue a Good Day Weekend here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Choices, food choice. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, normally here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but he's gone to New York to be on one of the weekend television programs. So we work now with Professor Michael Clare, who's a professor in the area that we're talking about, security studies. We're talking about the cost of food because of the realities politically in some places, the realities of the weather in some places, and the realities of monopoly in some places. I'm a dairy farmer, Dr. Clare. In addition, as a matter of fact, you may see a lot of my equipment. We do a lot of work at Amherst College, one of the places where you teach. The hay fields around Amherst College that are being harvested now are all being done by the folks associated with me and my dairy farm. And as a result of that sort of thing, I'm aware of what's going on out there. And what happens in Massachusetts, what happens in New England, farmers are being chased off the land by a lot of realities that are part of this general problem that we're discussing. The government is also our enemy. And in this, the government that encourages the likes of Monsanto doing what it's doing, and now I'm getting on a soapbox and I need to get off of it and let you talk. But it is, people don't really understand what the reality. They go to the store and they think they should be able to buy everything, and they complain when it costs $4 for a box of cereal. Well, here's why.
Well, I'm sure you have as much to say about this as I do. My concern in all of this, because I study the interaction of many resources, is the role of oil in the production of food.
Right.
I'm sure as a farmer you know that that food production has become very heavily dependent on oil, both in production and the use of chemical fertilizers and so on, and now increasingly around the world in the diversion of cropland to making biofuels.
Well, we have this ongoing sort of war. I don't use any chemical fertilizers in any of my work at all, and actually never have. I have about 840 or 50 acres that I use for hay and corn and grazing and that sort of thing, and I stay away from anything that I can't cook up myself with various manures. But having said that, and I also am, I try to collect waste vegetable oil and use that for fuel. But the government, again, gets in the way of all of this stuff with regulations and stupidity and just the little guy who's trying to do this, and he's never a problem. The small farmer's never a problem. You see the recalls every week, and they're all from big, gigantic agribusinesses and big, gigantic farms.
They're the ones who are setting the government regulations,
right,
in
exactly.
many cases.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
they're the ones. And with the rising price of oil, that's also driving up the cost of these operations at these giant farms.
What's so frustrating, Dr. Clare, is there's no leadership anyplace, because everybody is so co-opted by the And I mean, this becomes pedantic and redundant, but we've got all of this, these contributions, this conflict of interest from people, these big companies that are paying off the politicians through their campaign reelection funding mechanisms. So it's like, how do you stop this? How do you fix it? Awareness is one thing, but then what do you do?
Yeah, I think what we have to do is to limit the power of big spending in elections in this country anyway.
Yeah.
And otherwise empower small farmers, not only here but around the world. That's the only thing that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, well, saying that is one thing and doing it is another, but something certainly for us to keep on our minds. Thank you, Professor Clare. MichaelClare.com, you can go visit his website. Michael, MichaelClare, all one word, MichaelClare.com. We are dependent too much on foreign sources of fuel, and we're using the wrong kinds of fuel. Look at the sun and what you can create with the sun. Wind, that sort of thing. You can't run a tractor or a truck with it, but the government just doesn't encourage, because the big oil companies don't want the government to encourage you, if you're a farmer, to use these alternative sources, because then they don't make the money. Let's talk about something that's good. I'm going to stay with livestock and health for a minute. If you are one who understands the world of livestock, like I do, you know that the healthiest animals have the best diet, rich in minerals. Same thing can be said for you. Did you know that you can avoid 900 different diseases by getting just 90 essential nutrients every day? May I suggest that you go to DougStephanTeam.com and see the various things that are available there. Beverages, foods, supplements, all aimed at one thing. And that is having you optimize your health and well-being. These are all doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products from the Youngevity line. Check out DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing work-from-home businesses in America presenting these great products that will, in fact, you got to take them every day, though. This is not optional. It's mandatory. Get these essential nutrients into your body to avoid these diseases. Check them out at DougStephanTeam.com or at 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Chef Louie up next here on Good Day Weekend.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH level.
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I, happy to host Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is here with his overview of a number of items from the Food News Bureau. One of the things I saw this week, Louis, you'll be interested in the fast food companies and their ability to mind control what's been described as an entire generation of children. According to research from the University of Missouri at Kansas City, the advertising and the positioning that is now the same with children's television programs as well as movies aimed at them. There's product placement. We think of it as something aimed at adults. New. A lot of product placement in some of these shows. The only place you won't see it is on a PBS show. But any locally produced show has a big, there aren't as many locally produced shows anymore as they used to be. But product placement things are a pretty important way of people. If you look at the way advertising is being done now, people are trying to do all kinds of different things because people are not as easily impressed by messages. There's so many of them. We're bombarded by over 3,000 messages a day. Do you know that? Between advertising, yeah. Billboards, people saying you need to do this, you need to try that, you need to go here, you need to. It's almost so numbing that people aren't being impacted by the usual messages in the usual way that they're delivered. Yeah. So there are a lot of things that come down the path that are subtle, but yet there and some permanent fixtures in some of these programs. So that's, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. I also found... go ahead. You were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say McDonald's really mastered the art of using children, that generation, as the bearer of their message.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
At one time, I mean, the way they picked a neighborhood to where they were going to put a McDonald's was they would physically drive around a neighborhood and count how many basketball nets were in people's driveways.
Really?
In an area that had a higher percentage of them, there, more children, that's where they would open up. And for the 13-cent free toy in their little lunches, they bought these children. And it was, you know how it is with kids, you know, when they're just on and on. I want to go get a Happy Meal. I want a McDonald's. I want this. And the parents give in.
Yeah.
And that was their standard bearer of the message for years, and still is the children, that generation.
Yep. All right, so It is crazy. There's a new book that came across my desk this week called Vegan Eats World. It's an international recipe collection of things that, as you would imply from, you didn't get inferred from the title, Vegan Eats World, that it's all about recipes that are taken from the vegan side of things. No meat in any of these recipes. I'm looking at one. I just opened the book to Fast Lane Cabbage Kimchi, whatever that is.
Kimchi.
Yeah, it's a Korean dish. It's spicy
cabbage.
Here's a roasted pumpkin salad. Looks pretty good. I'm just sampling a roasted beet salad with dill vinaigrette. Yellow split pea soup with chard. That looks pretty good. French farmhouse asparagus bisque. Anyway, the point is that there are more and more of these vegan recipe books. I don't remember hearing one of Louis Jobs here on the Good Day program is present us every week with a new veg. With a hello, take two. Louis Jobs is to give us a recipe that comes from his vast experience as somebody who goes around the Southeast, fixes restaurants, fixes their menu, certainly knows how to cook, and that's why we get excited about Chef Louis' recipes being posted at DougStefan.com. And so this week we're working on I guess the candy aspect of things.
Definitely a vegan recipe this week.
Is it?
Yeah. No meat in
the Three Musketeer Bar.
All right. Okay. By the way, we're celebrating Canned Food Day as well. How does that old saying go? We eat where we can, and where we can't, we can. Well, listen. The fellow responsible for this process, a guy named Nicholas Appert, is from France. He was a chef and a confectioner and a chemist and an inventor. He contributed the preservation of food through freezing back in 1812. Do you know that?
Wow.
Clarence Birdseye. A lot of people think, no, it wasn't. It was maybe the French are just trying to get a leg up. They always are. Nicolas Appert, a Frenchman responsible for the process. But canning is different today because it doesn't involve freezing, right? What's the difference?
Right.
Just spend a minute, Louis, explaining the difference between canning and freezing, other than the obvious.
Well, in freezing, you know, it's a one-step process. Usually you parboil something just to make sure there's no bacteria on it, get the cooking process started, and then immediately cool it down, which you should. Most people don't, but put it in bags or wrap it the right way and put it in your freezer. What happens with a lot of people, they rush the process, and they'll take the string beans, for example, throw them in a plastic bag, put them right in the freezer. While they're still giving off heat, you get condensation. That's how you get ice crystals in your food.
Uh-huh.
You know, your frozen food. That ends up giving you that bad taste, you know, a lot of times.
Yep.
Whereas canning is where you actually use jars that are sealed airtight, and that's where you preserve. It's more of a it's actually preserving without preservatives. Okay, we take, especially foods with high acids, like tomatoes, they can very well. You cook them, put them in the jars, and then cook them right in the jars again, okay, until you reach a certain temperature, seal them, and then as the heat dissipates out of the jarred food, it creates a suction, pulls the top down, and it's airtight. And it'll last years. Certain foods can last forever. You can do it with meats, vegetables, just about anything.
Yeah. Problem with canned foods today that are done by the big companies is the food's put into the can, then it's cooked in the can.
Yeah.
And that, I'm not sure, is necessarily good for you.
Well, the solder that holds the cans together, you know.
Yeah, all that metal
food
leaches into the food. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
not,
it's just a terrible thought. Besides the fact it's not financially sound for somebody to overload on canned foods.
The canned foods you should stay as far away from as you can, frankly, in my opinion.
Anything with so much processing.
Yep. One of the people that we've been introduced to here is David Pollack. Louis and I spend time with David talking about the connection between food and how you look or your beauty, the food that you eat, what it does to your body. We all know you are what you eat. And if you don't believe that, I'm suggesting you read this book, 101 Recipes for Beauty, by David Pollack, which you can get free by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Justaskdavid.com/Doug for this free book, 101 Recipes for Beauty, putting food and the elements that are effective for your skin, your healthy-looking skin, together, free. 101 Recipes, justaskdavid.com/Doug.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hi, here we are on the Good Day program with Chef Louis DeAngelis talking food, and with an emphasis on Halloween, which is next week. We give our attention to Louis. We'll try to get this recipe up at DougStefan.com. I like Three Musketeers. And
I should be going to meetings over that candy bar.
You have what?
I should be going to meetings over that candy bar.
Need an intervention?
How do you? Oh, yes. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I don't have them maybe once a week if I...
Yeah. No, I can't go through the aisle at any cashier, and you know, they have a little stand.
Oh yeah, right. That's there. Right. And that's what it's there for—to grab you, so you'll grab some candy or something.
Well, it's got my name written all over that candy bar. But the problem with that candy bar, and with any candy, of course, is the sugar content. But if you look at that one in particular, you know, the nugget inside it—that creamy filling,
nougat—is
all hydrogenated.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, and that's the only way they can whip something up. They hydrogenate it. It's just like buttercream icing. You know, you love a nice birthday cake with buttercream, and all that is Crisco, hydrogenated vegetable fat, whipped up with sugar and some vanilla. That's all that is. And that's what these all of these are, because it's a very stable compound once it's put together. But I've learned a way of making them yourself.
You can make a Three Musketeers candy bar?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't tell me this.
Whoa!
Oh,
all right, everybody, careful now. Calm down. We're going to teach you in the next 3 minutes
dangerous.
How
it's
to make
a little healthier.
Hold on,
Three
hold on
Musketeers
just
candy bar.
Yeah. We should let people walk away from the radio.
Right, if you want to.
Because we know that some people, this is dangerous for you. So right now, we're giving you the opportunity, 10 seconds, to step away from the radio. All right, Louie, go.
Okay. For the nougat, the filling, it's very healthy for you if you take a pint of heavy cream, a little bit of sugar, how much of your liking. I use confectioner sugar. And take a half a dozen or so chocolate chips, melt them, and pour that into the mixture and whip it. Make a nice chocolatey whipped cream, all right, with the sugar in it. It gives it a great flavoring. You can throw vanilla in it if you like. Once you have this whipped up so you got nice hard peaks, you put it on a wax paper cookie sheet and make little squares or bars or any shape you want. Put them in the freezer for 4 hours. Okay, they'll set up nice and hard. Once the 4 hours is up, they're hard, you take them out, and you get a good grade of chocolate wafers that are meant for melting. You melt them down, and you take a toothpick, stick them into the bars or a wood skewer, and you dip it in this chocolate, okay, so they're fully covered. Put it back on wax paper, put it in the fridge for a half hour so the chocolate sets up, and it is the same taste as the Three Musketeers.
Really?
Better for you, because it's made with fresh dairy, okay? A good grade of chocolate. Doesn't have all of the preservatives in it. So if you must indulge, here it is. And actually, I've had more people tell me it tastes better than the ones you buy because it's got that rich dairy taste to it.
Now, so here's the...
What's nougat, anyway?
Nougat.
What is nougat?
It's a...
It's
a whipped sort of
it's
a
just whipped hydrogenated palm seed oil and some preservatives in it to keep
flavoring.
It stable.
Yeah. All right, so
good for you.
Last time you sent me something and didn't fare well with me. You sent a pie that ended up being.
I'm working on. I'm getting a box from our other place that actually holds pies with styrofoam in it, so I can send that to you.
All right, well, I don't want the pie.
I'm a little less.
I want some of these Three Musketeers, Three Musketeers.
But the thing is, this looks so easy.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's, you took a 3-4 ingredients, and you've got a great, great candy bar.
All right, so here's my suggestion. If we seem to be having trouble with our website getting us on, so can we post this? Louis, when we click on Louis's, on our friends page on Louis or the contributors box, Richie, do we go to the same place, to the recipe box?
Yes.
Chef Louis is...
There's also my email there, too. They can email me.
All right.
And I'll be sure to answer every one of them.
Yeah, right. Heather got locked out of the back side of the website, so it's going to take a little bit to get up. But it'll be there later today, hopefully.
Right.
And you can always email Louis right from that same place, and he can email it back to you.
Yep. Louis is really special when it comes to this sort of thing, and he does great work. And, I mean, how could you not enjoy that kind of a cool thing? All right, Louis, thank you. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Check out also the Purple Heart Service Foundation that provides a lot of services and programs for veterans of all stripes, if you'll pardon the pun. A lot of great programs, and they need your help and support at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Call them at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631 to donate some cash, donate any kind of usable item that they can sell. Again, help out the Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Information in a lot of people's minds, the most important part of their life is their health and their well-being. And there are a lot of things that add to that and subtract from one's health and well-being. We'll talk about that a little bit as Rob Martin, who's a health radio host and product development specialist, here to speak to us about the latest nutritional breakthrough and anti-aging weight loss formula called Axia 30. So let's talk about the ingredients in Axia 30 to start with, yes?
Axia 30 has a unique type of green tea. It's called green tea phytosome. And it's much more powerful and absorbable than other green tea extracts. It actually increases your body's ability to burn fat after you eat, and for hours after, it continues to burn. Now, the studies show that the green tea phytosome increased the metabolic rate and creates a feeling of fullness to keep you from overeating. You're not going to get jitters like other products, and it won't leave you feeling hungry, you know, from eating less. People have been taking green tea extracts for some time now to help them in weight loss regimens, but this is really a breakthrough. We look at Axia 30 as not just one of these quickie weight loss products. This is a whole body healthy product. You know, green tea does so much for us. It's not just weight loss. It's our brain. It's our immunity. It's our cardiovascular system. So this is a very, very powerful product for your overall health. We'd like to see people stay on it, and it will help people to maintain a healthy body weight at the same time.
All right, so let's talk about the loss for men and women and eating the appropriate meals, the support one needs while one is trying to lose this kind of weight.
Yeah, well, look, if a person is interested in losing weight right now, you know, the holidays are coming up. If you start now, you're going to look pretty good by Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah. You put yourself on a healthy diet. You know, restrict those calories, cut back on the carbs, the sugars, and all that stuff. And if you do that, you can lose up to 30.8 pounds. That's what the study shows. In men and women, which is really great, both genders, both sexes, 30.8 pounds. That's a dramatic weight loss. That's averaging out 10 pounds a month. There's never been anything else like this in the nutraceutical world that can accomplish this and at the same time be really healthy for you. Green tea phytosome, which is the active ingredient in the Axia 30, is very whole body healthy. It's a wonderful product.
But did you reference the number of calories, what we're supposed to be eating in terms of support for this?
Yeah, it's for men it was around 1,800 calories. Women it was around 1,400, 1,500.
Exercise is important too, isn't it, in a program like this?
Exercise is always important for weight loss, for overall health. But what happens here, Doug, is that the you have people that are trying to lose weight, and they'll restrict their calories for a period of time, but they don't get results. And it becomes very disheartening. Here, restrict your calories and take the Axia 30, you're going to see results. And that's only going to encourage you to continue. It's really a fantastic breakthrough.
Yeah. I'm interested in a lot of the products that they're about curbing one's appetite. And this actually works in a different way. All right. So Axia 30, anti-aging weight loss program. We've told you what you can achieve. Now, how do we get this? And in terms of getting started, is there any, do you gradually get into it, or you just go, bingo, as soon as you get it, let's go for it?
You start, you take two pills a day, you start right away, and you're going to start seeing results very quickly. This is a very healthy product. It's so important that we lose weight. That's the number one thing when it comes to our health, is maintaining a healthy body weight. Obviously, we want to look great and feel great, but it's important we lose that weight for our overall health, and we have something really important now. We have a special offer. Everyone knows the Chamonix company. You know how a reliable, high-quality company it is. This product's been in development for some time. Give it a try. We have a special offer today. You're going to get a free bottle in your order, and you're getting free shipping. This is a wonderful product. This is a whole-body, healthy weight loss product. Can I give the phone number?
Sure.
800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345. You're getting free shipping and that free bottle in your order of Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
All right, so check it out. The order number for Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Absolutely free. The fourth month is free. You get 3 months when you are talking to these folks. Talk about the money-back guarantee as well. Lose weight, risk-free, 800-525-8345. Axia 30, Rob Martin, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.